You'll turn into your Bibles to John chapter 21. John chapter 21, I'll be reading from verses 15 through 19. And so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou more than these?" And he saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And he says unto him, "Feed my lambs." And he says to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he says unto him, "Yea, Lord, you know that I love thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my sheep." And he said unto him a third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And Peter was grieved because he said unto him a third time, "Lovest thou me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when you was young, you girded yourself and walked hither thou wouldest. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This he spoke, signifying by death that he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." You know, we don't all the time look at it this way, but the 40 days in which Jesus was still on the earth after the resurrection, they were not normal days for the disciples. Jesus wasn't present with them every day as he had during his ministry. Instead, Jesus showed up and then he disappeared. So after the second Sunday, we don't really know what Jesus did. But we do know something of what his disciples had done during that time. If you'll notice in the very first part of John chapter 21, in the first three verses, it says that they went up to Galilee. And for many of them, that was home. Several of them were fishermen before Jesus came into their lives. And the time with Jesus seemed as if it would never end. And John tells us that sometime after that first week, six of the disciples followed Peter, and they decided to go fishing. They decided to go fishing on that Sea of Galilee. And the Bible here in the verse 3 tells us that they fished all night, and they didn't catch anything. Luke tells us of an earlier account and several of these men. I want us to look about that account, and it's recorded in Luke chapter 5. Jesus, at this point, was ministering, preaching, and he asked Peter if he could use his boat as a place where he could teach the people who came to hear him. And he pushed the boat off just a little bit off the shore. That way, everyone could see Jesus, everyone could hear him. But after he was done preaching, he told Peter to take out his boat into the deep water to catch some fish. Now, if you read these verses, you'll notice that Peter wasn't really up to it. You know, at this time, they were mending their nets. They had been out all night. They hadn't caught anything. But Peter, he said, yes, he'll do that. But what he did and ended up happening was Peter, they had caught so many fish, he couldn't get them in the boat. And he realized that Jesus was something more than just a rabbi or a teacher. In fact, the Bible says in Luke 5 and verse 8 that Peter fell down before Jesus. And he said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." But in verse 10, Jesus responded to him and that answer, and he said, "Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch men." I'll tell you that because in John chapter 21 and verse 3, it says, when Peter and the others had went out fishing, they fished all night and didn't catch anything. But on shore, there was a man. And this man had told them to cast their nets out onto the right side of the boat. And they did, and they caught so many fish that they couldn't even haul them in. It was then at that point that John told Peter that it was Jesus on the shore that had told them to cast their nets. The account in John 21 said that Peter had donned his fishing coat because he was naked, that he jumped in the water and that he swam to shore. Our text says here that Jesus had built a fire. But it wasn't just any fire. John was very specific here. John said that he built a charcoal fire. Not many realize that only one other time in the Bible is a charcoal fire even mentioned. It described the fire that Peter warmed himself outside the high priest's house that night that he denied Jesus three times. In John 21 and verse 15, I read earlier. So when they dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yea, Lord, you know that I love you." And then he says, "Feed my sheep, my lambs." This question is an interesting question. It's not just a question of, do you love me? Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these? Now, people have debated what Jesus meant by these. But Jesus, again, seems to do everything with a purpose. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I can maybe shed some light on the these. Listen to what Matthew records to us about what happened the night that Jesus was betrayed in Matthew 26. I'll be reading from verses 31 through 34. "And then said Jesus unto them, all you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And Peter answered and said to him, though all men should be offended because of you, yet I will never be offended. And Jesus said to him, verily I say to you that this night before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times." Now Luke adds a little bit more detail into this account in Luke chapter 22. In verses 31 through 34. Here it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith does not fail. And when you are converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said to them, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both into prison and to death. And he said to him, and I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before you deny me three times that you even know me." Putting all these together, it appears that the these, those ones that Jesus questioned Peter about, are the disciples that he had so boldly stated that if they fall away, that he would not. Jesus wanted Peter to know that he prayed for him, that his faith would not fail. And when we look back at that night, I don't think we can say that Peter's faith had failed, but his actions surely did. You know, sometimes a tremendous fear does that to us. But Jesus prayed that his faith would not fail. And when he came back, when he was converted, that he would strengthen his brothers. How we know through all of our Bible studies and lessons and sermons that Peter was kind of the pinnacle. John was the one that Jesus loved, but Peter was usually the ones that was at the forefront. He was a bold man. And we look into the book of Acts and we read of Peter's accounts, and there he was very bold. He didn't shy away from anything, and he certainly never denied Christ again. But Jesus not only asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" but he said in the very first part, "Feed my lambs." I can picture Peter at that very point, hanging his head in shame. Just after that first time, but Jesus didn't stop. He asked him a second time, "Do you love me?" And a second time, Peter said, "Lord, you know that I love you." He's starting to feel the weight of these questions. They're starting to press him down. Maybe he's waiting for the other foot to fall. His response each time is that Jesus should know that he loves him. You know, love is more than just words. Love is a verb. We see love through action. Peter, as of yet, really understood what was fixing to happen. The second time, Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." The third time, Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" See a correlation? Three times Peter denied Christ. Here, three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" It was more than he could take. In verse 17 of John 21, he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus responded, "Feed my sheep." I titled the lesson, "Going Fishing." But it wasn't just Peter that went fishing that day. Jesus went fishing for Peter. It was time for Peter to stop being Simon and start being Peter. If you'll recall back in Matthew 16 and verse 18, where Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." What did he call Simon, son of Barjona, then? Peter. Petrus. Rock. He wanted Simon to stop being Simon and start being Peter, that rock. How can you encourage others, the other disciples, if you're a Simon and not a Peter? No matter what emotion Peter felt at this point, the calling here was for him to feed my sheep. Peter needed to get back to the real task at hand. That task that Jesus had called him to about 3 years earlier. Brethren, there are Christians who have failed God and who have gotten wrapped up in sin so deeply that they hurt others. But they don't hurt anybody more than they hurt God. They don't know how to repent because they find running away easier than facing their past. Jesus, he asked Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" It was time for Peter to understand that loving Jesus is seen in obedience and service. It was time to leave his nets and to follow Jesus, just as he did 3 long years ago. We say oftentimes out of our lips that we love God, that we love Jesus, but do we? Are we still casting nets in this world to try to catch whatever we can out of this world instead of casting our nets for others? Or we just do away with our nets altogether and just start fishing for men? Maybe it's time that we stand up and use our name Christian in a way that honors God and Christ. Do away with the worldly things and devote it to Him. Because you know that same question can be asked of us. Do we love Jesus? Do we love Him more than fill in the blank? Do we love Jesus enough to face our sins, to repent of our sins, and to get back to serving God with all of our heart, our soul, and mind, and strength? Once again, Jesus told Peter, "Follow me." Peter would learn that following Jesus was going to be difficult. Peter was going to realize that eventually he was going to have to change his whole way of thinking. That day that the servants of Cornelius came to him and summoned him to Cornelius' house, a Gentile, it caused an uproar in Peter's mind in his sleep. He fought with God that night, but he went. He went. But you know, eventually, Peter would find his death. Serving Christ with his life. I guess you could say that when Peter had vowed to Jesus that he would never deny him, that he would die for him, little did he know that eventually that would come true. Tradition has it that Peter was crucified upside down because he was not considered himself worthy to be crucified the way Christ was. I don't know if that's true or not. But Peter gave his life in service to Christ, and he was obedient. The question of love is answered through obedience and service. We can say we love God, and we can say we love Christ, but we must show it. Jesus says to each of us to this very day, "Follow me." Are you following Jesus this day? As a Christian, is your heart where it needs to be? Are you paying Jesus lip service by saying you love him but do not the things that he has taught us to do? each of us may be able to answer, I'm not doing my very best. I'm not doing all that I need to do. And we can't single out and say, well, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, because I don't think we are. None of us here. Not a single Christian in any of the Lord's churches could probably say that with 100% total devotion and service. But I always like to remind everyone that while we are to become perfect, we know we never will. But God will reward the effort. He will reward the effort. What we put into it, we will get out of it. If there is anyone here this evening who is in need of the invitation, we want to give you that opportunity as together we stand and we sing.